From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi forces advancing on Mosul faced stiff resistance Monday from the Islamic State jihadist group, despite an unprecedented wave of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in support of the week-old offensive. Federal forces and Kurdish Peshmerga fighters gained ground in several areas, but the jihadists were hitting back with shelling, sniper fire, suicide car bombs, and booby traps. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq and has just returned from areas just vacated by the Islamic State militants.
5 days ago, Islamic State fighters were launching attacks, including reigniting the burning oil fields that are leaving billowing black smoke overhead everywhere in the city, Gayara, which is about 30 kilometers south of Mosul. Residue from the oil stains the people's clothes and bodies, and people are getting sick from it. And from the sulfur plant, ISIS also set on fire as it fled the area, which sent 1,000 people to the hospital. Army officials say they are winning the war against ISIS, but protecting the people is their biggest challenge. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Gayara, Iraq.
French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country. The process is expected to take about a week. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mollem is holding talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Moscow on Friday, October 28. The information comes from Russia's deputy foreign minister Monday, speaking to the Interfax news agency. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday. In all, five people were killed. This is VOA News.